to the teaching ministry of Pastor Jay Eberle. Get ready to be empowered through the understanding of God's Word.
I am come, Jesus is speaking, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that comes from God only? The honor that comes from God only. I want you to see that term in verse 44. This has been standing out to me. I have been calling out to God for some things in my life. And one of the things is this: what this verse is saying, the honor that comes from God only. That tells you there's different kinds of honor. There's honor that comes from men. Humans, you know, just passing honor around to one another, you know, just it's called the honor game, you know. That's not what this is talking about. This is something no man can give you. This is something that's much richer, much deeper than any man can give you. This is the honor that comes from God. And poke your neighbor and say, there is an honor for your life that comes only from God. And know this about this, and we're going to look at this a little bit before we go today, and know this about the honor of God. When he's pleased, he shows it. Amen. It's not something he just sits up in heaven with a good feeling, a warm glow about him and in his heart towards you. You know, it's something he demonstrates. Yeah. I love what Jesus said back in the a couple chapters later in John's gospel here. He talks about, in fact, let's just look at it together. He's getting more out of the service than all of us. Look at the 14th chapter. Look at verse number 14. Chapter number 14 and verse number 21. He that has my commandments, Jesus is speaking, and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. I will love him and will manifest myself towards him. Now put those two things together, and you'll find that whenever he loves on you, he manifests something. Manifestation is him showing that he's pleased. He's pleased. He's honoring you by manifesting his pleasure and manifesting his graciousness. And God's that way. He's not the kind of God that just says, I'm so pleased with them in my heart. No, he manifests himself. His pleasure is manifested. And that is the honor of God. Amen. When God says, you've been faithful, you've been obedient, you've had a right heart about it, you've done it with a servant's heart and not a heart to, you know, get something, but you've done it to be a blessing, you know, I'm pleased. Poof. And he manifests something in your life. Some of you might have seen Brother Copeland out there in California. Wasn't the 1st of January, when was it? 3rd, 5th, yeah. You might have seen him on live stream. He said one day he and Miss Glory were out preaching. I mean, traveling the world preaching. And he said they got back to Hawaii and they were just tired, you know. Maybe it was a different trip. That was a different trip. But anyway, when he got home, there was one particular trip he talked about. When he got home, he went to pull something in his, I don't know if it was his hangar or his garage at home. I don't remember. I didn't quite hear what it was. And there was somebody's car was in the way. And so he went to find out whose car that was, you know. And they said, one of your partners just came by and just gave it to you. It was a real nice, I think it was, what was it, a Mercedes or something. I can't remember what it was. And just wanted to bless you with that. And he said, that's my car? And they said, yeah, they came by and wanted you to. And he said, He went to the Lord. He said, Lord, I didn't even ask you for that. And he said, the Lord told him, he said, I was just pleased all you've been putting out, preaching out there, getting the word out for me. I just wanted to show you that I appreciate you out there preaching. That's God's honor. That's God's pleasure being demonstrated. And listen, if you don't have the honor of God, you don't even have a life. You are just existing. Go back to the Old Testament in the book of Psalms. Oh, I can tell there's unction on this. Go back to the book of Psalms, chapter number 73. We're going to Psalm chapter 73. Not 73. Did I say 73? 63. Psalm 63. And let's see here. 63, verse number 3. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. While I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Better than life. Amen. In other words, it is life. Without this, you don't have a life. The Lord spoke this to me a few days ago and said, my honor and blessing on your life is what life is. Amen. This is living. Yeah. And if you don't have God's honor, you don't have a life. You're really just existing. Y'all getting that? The favor, blessing, and honor of God on your life is more important than your life itself. If you don't have honor, you don't even have a life. If you lost honor, you don't have anything. You've lost it all. So I have a deep, in fact, I was praying about it. It got so desperate in my, one night, I remember a couple nights ago, Pastor Debbie and I were talking about some things, and then I go to bed before she does. Because God, you know, he's an early bird too. He goes to bed with me. He don't stay up all night. I'm kidding. He's always awake. How many of you know what I'm talking about? But I just thought I'd pick on her, and I'm going to leave right now. But anyway, I was finishing the conversation, and I went on to bed, and I just started crying out to God again. I said, Lord, there's a deep hunger on the inside of me, a longing to understand honor. But not just that, a longing to be honorable to you. And not just that, but a longing to have your honor on my life. And not just that, I kept on saying, not just that, a longing to understand how to honor other people and honor your people and honor those that you put in my life. And the desperation got so strong, I started weeping. I said, God, I got to understand this better. I got to go to another level on this. Amen. Because we ain't seen nothing yet. I've seen the favor of God and the blessing of God and the pleasure of God to a degree. And I weep sometimes at how good he is, but he's gooder than that. I said he's gooder than that. I know that's bad English, but you got my point. Hello? There are degrees of pleasing God. The Bible says, you know, without faith it's impossible to please him, right? But there's different manifestations of faith. Faith can be manifested through just being a doer of the word. Let's take it this way. Faith can be manifested when the Bible says, like for example in Ephesians, it talks to Christians, it says not to lie one to another. Speak the truth one to another, not lie one to another. Well, that pleases God whenever we're honest. You understand? It's not a works program. It's just simply being honorable. Yeah, how many of you know it's dishonorable to be a liar? Isn't that right? I tell people sometimes, I don't care. You can talk about me. It doesn't matter. But lie to me? That's an insult. You ought to teach your kids that. Teach your kids. You'll get better results. You'll get more mercy being honest and truthful with me than you will if I catch you lying. You lie, that's a dishonorable thing. That's a slap in the face. That's an insult. Yeah, amen. And so that is honorable living, to tell the truth, to be truthful. And so what God's saying is that if you live honorably, I will honor you. And that manifests in a lot of different ways. Keeping your word is just one way. You know, because God is honorable, he will be faithful to that word when you stand on it. His, your faith is based on his integrity. He is an honorable God. He said it. He said, if I said it, I'll do it. Have I not spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass? He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. That means I'm honorable. I'll keep my word. I'll do what I said. If I said I'll do it, I'll do it. That's what this word is based on. It's got somebody with integrity behind it. That's why you can trust it. That's why you can take it to the bank. Because the one who said it is honorable. Honorable. And for me to live like that is to live honorably, and God will honor that. Does that make sense? God will honor an honorable life. Now come back over to, in the Old Testament, come back to the book of 2 Samuel. Now let's go to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. Chapter number 2. 1 Samuel, chapter number 2, verse number 30. We're just laying some foundation. This might be an extended series, because this has been in my heart for weeks and even a couple of 2 months. And so I have a burning hunger on the inside to be honorable. And when I see something that's dishonorable in my life, don't look at me like that. You got things to work on like I got things to look. But when I see something that's dishonorable, I'm wanting to be so tender of conscience that it makes me almost shake. It's like, God, no. I don't want that in my life. I'm going to get that out of my life, because I want your honor on my life. I want your honor on my life. And so here he says in 1 Samuel 2, verse number 30. This is whenever God sent a prophet to Eli. Eli would not correct his sons about some things. They were sinning. They were treating the finances wrong. They were immoral. And Eli was not confronting them about it. So God sent a prophet to him. And you can read about it there starting in verse number 27. But I just want to get down to verse 30 for time's sake. He said, wherefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should be walk before me forever. In other words, you'd be in this, your family would be in this priest's office forever. That's what God had originally said. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. This has been a key verse for me in understanding honor, and that is that God will honor a honorable life. God will honor an honorable life. They that honor me. How do you honor God? Well, you live honorably the way he said live. Isn't that right? And you treat his things as valuable, precious, important. Are y'all there? Before we go any further, maybe it'd be good to define honor. If we're going to honor God, we got to know what honor is and define it. Because if we want the honor of God, we're going to have to walk in honor. If you look at the word honor, basically it means, the word that's probably the best synopsis of the whole subject is value. To show value for something. But there's a lot more, and let's look at a little bit more of it. Honor means you attribute worth. That's the same thing as value. Something or someone or the God or something, you know, like the Bible talks about honoring mother and children to honor their parents. So to honor God, sometimes you end up honoring people. Like children, and whenever they honor their mother and father's instruction, they're honoring God. But that's a whole other subject. But let's look what he says here. The word honor, if you look it up, means value. It means to attribute worth to something or someone. to put the right emphasis on it. Somebody said, what is the right emphasis? Whatever God says, it needs to be. Whatever God says, whatever, however valuable God says that is to you, that's the right emphasis on it.
Yeah.
Amen. So to value something or to honor something means you put the right emphasis on it. Do you know there's things that the world emphasizes that to God is totally not even on his radar? That's not even important to him? Not even, he doesn't even pay attention to it. You realize there's things that God honors that people, carnal people, don't even pay attention to? Let's take this, a right heart. In our society, people don't look at the heart. They're just looking at what you do. To God, he puts a big emphasis on the heart. Big emphasis. Huge. Huge. To him, it's not just what we do. Let's take service and helps ministry. It's not just what we do. It's the heart we do it with. Where it's a pleasure for us to do it. It is a joy for us to do it. He's done so much for us. We worship him whenever we do it. We're grateful to help others get the same help that we got. So we do it with joy. That God honors that. Because we're doing it as unto him. He's pleased with that. And boy, you could go a long ways with that. But anyway, so we're here talking about honor. What's the definition? To put the right emphasis on something. To enlarge it or magnify it. These are definitions, in the Greek definition. To enlarge something or magnify it. Whenever you honor, when God says, I want you to honor something or honor, you know, your service at the church or honor your wife or there's so many different things the Bible says to honor. We're to honor government officials and so forth. We don't have time to get into it all this morning. But whenever God says, I want you to honor this or honor the tithe or honor my word more or something, what he's asking us to do is, this definition we just read, he's asking us to magnify it. In other words, to magnify something means to make a big deal out of it. This is a big deal. You ought to do that with your children whenever they do something right. When they treat their sister right, or they do what you ask them to do, and they do it right with the right heart, you ought to make a big deal out of that. That's called, you're honoring them because God honors that. That's how you pull the best out of people, by the way. You make a big deal out of it. You make a big deal out of it. You know, the fact that your mom and dad raised you, changed your diaper, fed you, put a roof over your head and everything, and you grew up, you know, regardless of whether it was the best of the land or not, you grew up with warmth and clothes and love and some direction in life, whether they knew Jesus or not. That's a big deal. Absentee dad is not a big deal. But somebody, when mom and dad stayed together, when it was rough, when there was rough spots in the marriage, but they stayed together for the kids, that's a big deal. And you ought to make a big deal out of it. I tell my mom and dad almost every time I see them or talk to them. Maybe sometimes I don't talk to them. I don't say it when I talk to them. But a lot of times I say it to them. I said, I just want to thank you for the way you raised us. I'm telling you, the more I pastor and the more people I meet, they didn't get what I got when I was growing up. They didn't learn what I learned. And I just make a big deal out of it. Sometimes mom tears up and dad cries a little bit and said, well, we made so many mistakes. I said, listen. Listen, look at your family. Look at them. They're all in church. There's not a premature death in the family. There's nobody on drugs. Everybody's serving Jesus. I said, no, you don't listen to the devil on that one. Of course they weren't perfect. They're human beings, but make a big deal out of what they did right. I said, well, my papa wasn't there for me. Well, just that one time he came for your 7th birthday or something. Make a big deal out of it. That's honor. That's honor. I tell your neighbor, we're learning about honor this morning. Then it goes on and says, protecting it. What you honor, you protect. If I honor my wife, I protect her. And I don't just mean from maybe some violent guy trying to break in the house. I mean protect her from the fear of an unfaithful husband. You know, that's honor for her. You know, if I protect her, I don't have, pornography on the side. You know, I'm protecting this. I made a covenant. I swore. I stood before an altar and gave my word. Now, if I'm honorable, I'll protect that which I said. I'm an honorable guy. And if I find areas that I'm not being honorable, it's like, that's not treating her right. And I get it right. Because I want the honor of God on our marriage. What's the honor of God in our marriage? Harmony, unity, our faith, the prayer of agreement works. The blessing of God, the peace of God in our home. Praise God. A cat that doesn't go crazy. That'd be a nice thing to throw in right there too. That's an inside joke. We know what we're talking about. Praise the Lord. All right. So to protect it, and we could go a long ways with that. Then another word for honor means to prioritize something. What you honor is first in your life. People say, I honor God, but I don't go to church. No, 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 no. You don't know anything. You're just giving lip service. When it comes to spiritual honor and love for God and honor for God, you illiterate. Yeah. You a mess. Sorry. Amen. God's the one that sets us in the church as it pleases Him. So you prioritize what He says. He said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. You honor that. You say, Lord, I want to please You. I want to live honorably. And so, hey, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. I could spend a lot of time on all these. But here's another thing. When you honor somebody, you honor a person because there are people. The Bible, it's actually impossible to honor God without honoring some people in your life. Your parents. The Bible goes through a great list of people to honor. Actually, it says honor all men. It ends up just saying honor. Everybody you come in contact with is worthy and due of some kind of honor. Even if they're a druggie on the street, a homeless person on the street, they're a human being. Jesus sent His Son to die for them. So they're worthy of some respect rather than just walking past and kicking them and cussing them or something like that. Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, you end up honoring people when you honor God. But one of the things that this word honor means, if I read this correctly in the word in the definition, it means to shift attention away from yourself onto them. When I am around my pastor, when I am around those that are more seasoned in ministry than me, my elders spiritually, and this can be in a lot of different areas. I'm just talking about me in the ministry right now. But when I'm around them, it's not all about my revelation, what God's saying to me, what we're doing in the ministry, all of the things that God's put in our heart, our vision, our revelation. When I'm around them, I deflect attention away from me onto them. Amen. Why? Because I honor them. Amen. Dr. Dufresne used to say it this way, when the general's in town, the sergeants ain't got nothing to say. That's just a different way of saying the same thing. That honor doesn't do all the talking whenever you're around somebody who is worthy of more honor than yourself. Amen. Amen. Young people, whenever adults are in a conversation, shouldn't interrupt the conversation. That's not honorable. Isn't that right? Glory to God. Honor shifts attention away from yourself onto the person you're honoring. When I'm around my parents, it's all about, sometimes I leave and I'm like, do they know even what's going on in my life? Because it's all about them. I just, how you do it? How's this? And how's, just you're taking care of them, just making sure, you know, as the doctor, because there's some things medically in their lives that they're needing right now, you know, how's this going? I mean, you're getting some good care here, and, you know, just making sure, because, see, it's not about me right now. It's about, these are mom and dad that are needing. And sometimes I leave, I'm like, I wonder if they even know what's going on in our life. But that's fine. I don't say that out of, you know, well, why didn't they ask? It's about them. They can ask, and I'll tell them, you know. Hello. Praise the Lord. How about we just grow in honor this year? So that's one way that it's defined. Actually, honor carries admiration with it. It has a sense of admiration for the one you honor. And we'll get into some of these in more detail. But the word honor actually literally means weighty. Weighty. Now, that might not make sense, but it's based on the old-fashioned balance scales way of buying things. You know, today we have different system, but back then you went to the market to buy whatever, a bag of whatever, rice or something, and you had to put something, a certain amount of weight on the balance scales on the other side to buy that. You know, whatever it was. You had to add something that was weighty, or in other words, something of worth that was worth as much as this on this side, had to be placed on this side. And that's where this word comes from. When the word honor is translated weighty, it means we pile up more value on it, or more admiration on it, and we attribute more worth and we make a bigger deal out of it than something that isn't worth as much. Make any sense? Back then, gold was measured by weight. And really, it still is today, isn't it? So whatever we value, we attribute more weight to. That's why whenever people speak, it might not be that weighty. But when God speaks, totally different deal. Now, go over with me, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Praise the Lord. The anesthesia is wearing off. The operation has been completed. At least this phase of it. All right, did you find it? Did I tell you where to go? 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. This is going to take some time to teach and preach out. I have never done a series on honor that I've been satisfied with. Never. Never come close. Never come. It is difficult to utter some of these things. Amen. We don't live in a culture of honor. This is total counter grain against the world's flow out there. I mean, kids dishonor parents. People rebel against government officials. They have no respect for authority. They threaten teachers and coaches and, you know, I'm going to turn you into the law and all kinds of stuff. I wouldn't have dared tell my mom and dad, I'm going to turn you into the law. They'd have given me something to turn them in about, you know. But I'd have been too afraid to do it. I'm not talking about child abuse. Don't put words in my mouth. It's a dishonorable culture out there. But it doesn't matter how low culture goes, God's standard is still the same. Still the same. And if we want the honor of God, if we want God to move in our life, manifest himself by his spirit in our midst, if we want him to honor our faith, then we're going to have to be people of honor. So let's look at it here. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 13. For this cause also, thank we God. Paul's talking to the church at Thessalonica. We're thankful to God for you without ceasing, because that when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. That verse had always spoken so deeply to me. He said the way they heard the word whenever Paul came there preaching, they just didn't hear it as some vain preacher just, you know, blabbing something. They heard this as God speaking to us. Notice the way he said that. You received it not as the words of men, but as it was the words of God. as it was in truth, the Word of God. And because they properly received it, meaning that they didn't just ill esteem it as some vain dreamer, you know, speaking, but this is God speaking to us. Because they received it right, or esteemed it right, or valued it right, put weight and importance on it as if it was God Himself speaking to us, they ended up being people of faith. They ended up believing it. Do you realize there is no such thing? Well, let me put it this way. Everything God does has handles on it. Everything that God wants, all the miracles He wants to do in your life, all those miracles have handles on it. There's more than one handle. There's the handle of faith. You got to get a hold of it by faith. But there's this handle of honor. That if you want it in your life, then you're going to have to value it. Because He doesn't cast His pearls before swine. Swine is a reference to a pig doesn't have a sense of value for a pearl. You can throw a pearl in there and he won't, you know, push it over in a corner and make sure it stays clean or anything. He'll just stomp it in the mud just like he would a rock, a sandstone rock. He has no sense of value for that pearl. Am I making any sense? And Jesus said, he's talking to us as ministers, don't cast your pearls before swine. That's why ministers don't get utterance for some things. Because whoever's in the crowd that day, I'm not necessarily talking about you here or anything. I'm just saying sometimes we get to things like this, wherever, whether it's sometimes here, sometimes us, sometimes other places. But there's things God wants to say, but they don't have the capacity to steam it right. It wouldn't matter if the preacher said it. They wouldn't understand it. They wouldn't get it. They wouldn't value it. They'd go out and forget about it. They wouldn't write it down. They wouldn't pray over it and say, God, help me to understand this. They just go out and act like it was nothing. That's the way revelation comes. It comes to people who honor what He's saying. And the more we honor what He says, the more we get. Someone said we receive it by faith, don't we? Yeah, and faith is very honorable. You will not find faith anywhere on the planet without finding honor. And you won't find honor anywhere on the planet in the heart of a single person without finding faith. Amen. People of faith are people of honor. People of honor are people of faith. Here He said, because you honored it right, you believed it. Isn't that what He said? Amen. That's the way God's things work. That's the way spiritual things are. What you value, you draw to yourself. What is important to you, you place the right importance on the things of God, for example. God said, I'll honor you in doing that. That's what 1 Samuel is talking about. You honor me, I'll honor you. Amen. You honor my things, I'll honor your things. Amen. Amen. You honor my word, I'll honor your requests and faith. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You honor my people, I'll honor you with the anointing on their life. Yep. Amen. Remember He said, they that receive you, Jesus said, whenever He sent ministers out, they that receive you receive me. Yes. He that receives, He mentioned one of the prophets, the ministry offices of the prophet. He that receives a prophet will have a prophet's reward. In other words, that's the same principle. They that honor the ones I send, I'll honor them with that anointing working in their lives. Amen. Amen. Same principle. Yeah. You know what it is? Sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. Honor has a reward attached to it. If you will give it in the places God says it's due, remember Romans 13, render to everyone to whom it is due. Honor to whom honor. Give honor to whom it's due. Isn't that what Romans 13 says? If you and I will render it where it is due, we will give it freely, we will give it responsibly and on purpose. Carry it in our hearts, but also express it in the ways God says express it. Then we will receive God's honor in return. He will bless us through that which we honor. He said, you value my things, my word, my people, my servants, your parents. These are all people God says honor. You honor me through doing that, I'll honor you. So those that honor the most, get the most. Get the most. Children that honor their parents the most, they get raised the best. Amen. Huh? Amen. Kids that are always bucking against their parents, Come on. Always, well, you know, I can't wait to get out of the house kind of thing. They have a lot of trouble in life. They have trouble with the law. They have trouble with authority everywhere they meet it, whether it's a teacher at school. They have trouble. In and out of jail, trouble. Trouble with boys, trouble with girls, trouble with relationships. Can't keep a job. Can't trouble everywhere. Trouble because they were not honorable to their parents. So they got less. That was God saying, you didn't honor me by honoring your parents, so I don't honor you with my blessing, my wisdom. You didn't get the direction that your parents had for you because you wouldn't listen. You were dishonorable. So they struggle in life. Am I preaching the truth this morning? But the same is true with ministers. The same is true with spiritual fathers. The same is true with you know, everything God says to honor. Honor mother and father. Even as an adult, honor mother and father. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm interested in this. Amen. This subject has probably done as much, had as much positive effect on my spiritual life as my faith walk. I started out in ministry with a lot of counterparts, a lot of, you know, fellow young ministers starting out. You know, they went into the ministry, just they had a call, you know. But there's a lot of them just sort of fell off the scene. In fact, I was one day talking to a friend of mine, a mutual friend that knew a lot of the same people I did, actually traveled to some of the same churches that I traveled to in traveling ministry, knew a lot of the same people. I mean, a lot. We knew a lot of the same people. And I came across him one day. We were talking. I'm saying, we're just catching up with old times, you know, like, how you doing? How's so-and-so doing? You know, you didn't you preach? Yeah. And 50%, about 50% of the pastors that I preached for when I was on the road are no longer in the ministry. I was shocked. They're out cleaning windows. Nothing wrong with cleaning windows, but when you got a call to the ministry and you had been honored by God and put in a place of authority and service in the body of Christ because of God's honor upon you, somewhere you lost it. And it came through, you know, they lost it through immorality, just, you know. And I'll tell you where a lot of them lost it. You want to know the truth where a lot of them lost it? They didn't properly submit to people God put them in their lives. God put in their lives to speak into them as a spiritual father or a pastor. They're out there all on their own. Hello. The Lord spoke to me the other day. He said, how blessed your ministry is and the blessing on your ministry is not dependent on how many people are sitting under your ministry serving in the ministry and how many people are listening to you preach. It doesn't come up, it comes down. It comes from those that are over you and the way you relate to them. Amen. That's a hard thing for some people to hear, but that's the way that you think about Abraham and Lot. Isn't that right? Lot's life was the blessing on Lot's life was dependent on being rightly connected to the man God had raised up to bring Jesus into the earth. Abraham was, you know, Jesus' great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa. I mean, Abraham was Jesus' great-great-grandpa. Did I say that right? But the point is, whenever God said, I'm going to use this man, I'm going to bless him, I'm going to make a covenant with him, and so forth and so on, and he's the one that I want you to listen to, well, then Lot's blessing is dependent on his relationship to him. And because Lot was dishonorable, he lost it all. What do I mean dishonorable? He didn't put Abraham first. Remember that dispute when the cattle were, there wasn't enough room for them? He took the best for himself. That is dishonorable. And he ended up losing it all. Not because Abraham wasn't kind or anything. Abraham generous and let him have it and all that. How many of you see what I'm talking about? Boy, we could take a lot of time with that. But like I said, this subject has more positive effect on my life spiritually than, or as much, I should say, is faith. There are just some things. In fact, faith and this are inseparable. There are some things that will not come into your life because you stand in faith out there all on your own. You'll get some things, but there are some things. Listen, there are some things that will not come into your life, will not come into my life. If we're just out there all on our own, if we're not properly connected to who God said be connected with, it just won't work. And that's why I started saying there's so many of these young ministers that started out with me, they just came on, fell off the scene because they wouldn't honor the people that God said, I want you to be connected with. It's all in the scriptures. And we don't have time this morning to get all the scriptures. We'll get to it as we go. Yes, hallelujah. Faith and honor are inseparable. They're Siamese twins. They're joined at the hip. Yes. You find one, you'll find the other. Yes, and they support one another. You can't have one without the other. Where you find one, you'll find the other. Both are connectors to the blessings of God. They determine the level and the degree of His blessings in you and my life. So that's what I meant when I said miracles have handles on them. Amen. They have more than one handle. There's ways you can get a grip on these things God wants to bring in your life, and this is one of the ways. You know, one of the handles is faith. One of the handles is just obedience. But one of the handles is just being honorable. There's some things that don't come any other way. Making any sense? Well, praise the Lord. We barely got anything started this morning. God is good, and He's telling us how to get into some of these things. Isn't that right? They that honor me, I will honor. Yes. Say that out loud. They that honor me, I will honor. Say that to your neighbor. Say, that's what the Lord's word is to you. Praise the Lord. You cannot receive above what you honor. Mark 4:33. I'm wrapping it up. Mark 4:33. I got to catch a plane. Mark 4:33. It says Jesus shared things as they were able to hear it. Mark 4:25 or 24 and 25, he said there, he talked about esteeming what you hear and more will be given unto you. And then we've got Matthew 7, verse number 6. He said, I don't cast my pearls before swine. And so we're going to learn about this some more as we go in this series. Would that be all right?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. I'm very, very, very interested in this. Very interested in this. Because of this, your faith can surge forward, move forward, and the honor of God is something that I'm hugely interested in. I don't care that much about what people think, but what He thinks, Jesus, that's big. That's big, and I make it big in my life. I make it big. Let's stand to our feet. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, we're going to learn more about walking honorably before God. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm hungry. Are you hungry for learning about this? Hallelujah. Think about the word honorable. Honorable. That just means able to be honored. There are some things God honors, some things He doesn't honor. I want to live honorable. To where He makes it known, I'm pleased with you. I'm pleased with you. Like He did with Brother Copeland. I'm thankful that you're out there on that road preaching that gospel. I put it on somebody's heart to bless you with something. Whoa! Didn't even ask Jesus for it, you know.
If you would like more information about Pastor Jay Everly's ministry, please visit us on the web at soffc.org or call us at 319-366-2147, or you can write to us at Spirit of Faith Family Church, Post Office Box 8355, Cedar Rapids, Iowa 52408. And remember, God loves you, and you're equipped to live victoriously in every area of life.